going on here?
Why from the front lines? Welcome to Stats Chat, hosted by Brad Zinda and Kaylin Sijikin. This is where strategy meets straight talk. It's bold ideas, real growth, and whatever else hits the mic. This is Stats Chat.
Well, good morning, Kaylin, and welcome back to Studio 26.
Good morning. We're back again. They let us in here again.
One more time, we'll continue this. We appreciate everybody tuning in. We are live from the Gradient Center at 4105, and we couldn't be more excited for this topic today. Matter of fact, Kaylin, I believe this is probably one of the biggest opportunities that advisors continue to overlook.
Yeah, I can totally agree with that concept. I mean, most advisors in this industry, our clients as well, you know, that we work with every single day are kind of, you know, I'd say on the low end, you know, 40s, I would say, all the way up to, I mean, we got some agents pushing 80, right?
Yeah.
And anything in between. When you think of the independent advisor that are out there in the space. So what we see is a lot of those people were never part of the social media like era, I'll call it, right? Either unfortunately or fortunately, I kind of joke around, but I'm technically a millennial based on, I mean, I hate saying that actually. I actually, a couple of weeks ago, I had to look it up was when like the millennial is because, you know, it's just a term that I don't like being associated with, but unfortunately during my birth year, I'm still considered a millennial. So like I grew up in the day and age where social media started blowing up and like, it's, you know, not an everyday thing for me by any means, but I know that for a lot of people nowadays, even older people, it becomes a daily thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Social media does.
And thank you for bringing up the topic for today, because we are going to talk about social media. And that is what we believe most advisors overlook. This is not only is it an opportunity, but it's really a way to build that trust, get some visibility, credibility, and just staying relevant. You know, it seems, you know, my parents, you know, I lost my mom, unfortunately, last October, but she was a big Facebook user. And we talk to advisors all the time about the power of Facebook. You know, they know most third-party marketing companies right now will use Facebook to drive traffic to seminars, right?
Yeah.
And other pieces to the pie that they might, you know, get involved in too. But I want to make sure that everybody knows how important it is to stay on top of it. I think sometimes people believe that they're, you know, in the social media game, but posting every month probably isn't quite the game, right?
No, it's not. And that's the biggest thing we see a lot too is, oh, you have a Facebook page and then they tell you they haven't done anything with it 2 years. Like that doesn't do any good either, right? To talk about like your mom, for example, and even my parents, and I can think of the older, I mean, aunts and uncles that I have. I mean, they're all over Facebook. They're all over Facebook. It's how they, I mean, I can say, sadly say they sometimes connect with what their grandkids are doing or people across the country. Like it is a platform that, especially if you're retired, they can spend a significant amount of time on, right? And at the end of the day, Facebook is an engine for connecting people. But ultimately what Facebook also does is works for companies to have websites on there, right? Post their content. And you mentioned third parties using Facebook. Ultimately, at the end of the day, the way Facebook makes money is by placing ads and getting certain ads in front of certain demographics. And this is going back a couple of years, but one of our old social media people here, I remember he mentioned, he said, if I wanted to specifically target market someone who's 65 that likes cats and WWE out of a certain, like, just the weirdest combination ever, right? Like, they want to watch Raw on Monday nights, right? But also they like to sit back and pet their cats. Like, if you're looking to target market specific demographics like that, I mean, Facebook is very, very, very good at that, right? So you got to be in some way, shape, or form part of it.
Absolutely. And you know, honestly, we talk about, you know, if that page kind of stales out, you know, and you want to make sure that you've got up to date information. Otherwise it really starts to create doubt immediately in some of the people out there. The first thing they're going to do is look for you, right? They hear your name, you're in the business. So seeing consistent activity, you know, that those engaging posts, if you will, videos, even at times, and then just becoming more, you know, involved in the community, whether it be through retirement education or whatnot. You know, social media is really a place where advisors live a lot on, and they start to become real. People start to build that trust because they're seeing them every single, maybe day or week, you know, but first of all, you got to get those posts going and it takes time, but we have an unbelievable firm here at Gradient.
Yeah, we do.
Luxon Media.
Good transition. So in regards to that, what most advisors struggle with is not only the concept of, well, I didn't grow up with social media, I don't know where to begin, but like, okay, now I got a business page. What do I post to it? How often do I post to it? At some point, I mean, they're running a practice every single day. They're running appointments from 9 to 5 or sometimes later, right? Like there's only so many hours in a day. I don't even know what to post. Is it an article this week? Is it a picture of our dog in the office the next week? Like what do you do and when do you do it, right? So I think it's a good transition to talk about kind of what Luxon does in our partnership that we have and kind of how they do things.
One thing I wanted to add before we get into that, you know, we talk about how people judge advisors. And a lot of times, you know, back in the day, I'll say years ago, people judged their business just based off office and maybe the appearance inside. Today, they're really judging you by Facebook, maybe LinkedIn presence, videos, and all those types of engagements that you get out there. You know, the platform tells people whether you're actively growing and really in this game, you know, advisors, you know, we joked last episode with Tony, how, you know, how many law firms and how many other people are, you know, realtors and stuff. You see them everywhere, Facebook, right. It's all over the place. But they're making sure that everybody knows that they do live out in this industry.
Yep. And there's, I mean, everyone's kind of read an article about this before, right? But the average consumer, it takes 7 touches before they buy, right? I don't care if it's a Big Mac, a Whopper, or a new car, right? Or anything in between, right? Kind of the extremes there, but that is the case in our business, isn't any different. It really isn't at the end of the day. So if you can correlate your YouTube channel, your social media channel, radio, seminars, client events that you do, like whatever you can possibly do to tie your name and your image to anything is what's going to, you know, be big for people to start relating and coming to more events. Like you just never know if it was an ad they saw on Facebook that actually finally made that person call in on the seminar invitation they got the next week. Right. And this goes back to, I mean, this is a couple of years ago. Like my parents are old too. They get a bunch of seminar invitations. I shouldn't say old, mom and dad, you're not that old, I promise, but
you're out of the will.
Right. But I remember like we talked about this once and I think you asked one of your parents at the time, and his response was something along the lines of, I would go to the one that I constantly got more of them from.
Yep.
Right. Was that not his response?
That's exactly the response. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, he's a baby boomer. Let's be honest. My father gets a lot of not only mail, but, you know, he lives on Facebook and he, you know, gets pinged every which direction. They're always trying to reach out to the demographic. And I asked him one day, exactly what I said. I said, hey, listen, if you are going to go sit down with a financial advisor, who would you sit down with? And he said, the one that I saw all the time,
right?
Or heard from, or got more mail from. Mm-hmm. Because I think what happens, a lot of advisors try to splash in different areas and it's a kind of a one and done. And so, you know, being consistent and kind of building that platform within, you know, your area and staying consistent on whatever platform it might be, I think is key. And you know, we're going to transition a little bit into Luxon and what they can do, but social media is kind of an animal itself. Mm-hmm. And most people say, well, how, you know, where do I get started or how do I get started? Well, you know, we've got an unbelievable team here at Luxon and we do have a social media team that it doesn't have to be over the top, right?
Right.
It's just getting yourself out there. So from educational content, even retirement planning ideas, maybe just the office culture, we're going to try to put a few things out there a couple times a week to keep your page moving forward, making sure that there's real, you know, good content. Maybe there's industry news, current events, but it keeps people current and active.
That's exactly what our team does. So you mentioned some people just don't know where to begin, right? So it's easy, pretty easy to open up like a personal Facebook account, but it's a little bit different when you open up a business account, which you would be, right? This is totally separate from anyone's personal pages. So I want to be clear on that as well. Like if you have a personal page on Facebook, keep that going, but you're going to have you know, it's going to be a business page. Of course, you can associate yourself with it, but you have to have a business page specifically for your wealth management firm, your insurance firm, whatever it may be. Okay. But that's exactly what our team will do. It sets up the page for you. And then really the time saving and the headache saving is they're the ones that are also, they take over that page on your behalf. Now you can access it and put stuff up if you want to, but they are actually the ones kind of managing that moving forward, that are constantly posting that stuff for you, getting articles out there, something happened in the news, you know, something around holidays coming up, you name it. They handle the rest from there. And it just makes it easy for people to plug and play, kind of forget about it, and then move on with your day, just knowing that it's getting taken care of.
Yeah. And sometimes, again, it doesn't need to be, you know, every little piece that you think has, you know, has to be on social media, right? It's Lucent just keeping you relevant in this business and different topics, current events. But here's what I will say. We have a lot of advisors that spend a ton of money on marketing. Okay. Right. I'm going to throw a couple examples out there because we just had Tony in not too long ago, but radio, TV, and seminars are probably the top three that I can think of when it comes to marketing. Now, you don't have to be, you know, have a doctorate or a genius to figure out that those three will cost you money. Okay.
They're not cheap.
They're not cheap at all. Right. And so what happens is after people either hear you on the radio or see you on TV or attend a seminar, we want to make sure that you've got something backing that, some support. And what most people, after they hear you or your name, they'll immediately search you online. That's just what people do. And if your social media becomes weak or is weak, I feel like the rest of the marketing you're doing loses a little power. Would you agree?
It definitely does. Yes. Yeah. I mean, again, every angle of your business you can possibly have speaking to each other, the same message and on your website has to match your Facebook page and vice versa, the marketing you're doing online and the seminar. But I mean, every angle of the business you can have, including social media, has got to be up to par.
And we don't need, this doesn't need to be some Hollywood production.
No.
Okay. We are talking about social media. We're talking about you need a presence. One video, maybe a week, educational posts, some community involvement. I mean, again, in the end, consistency is everything. And being consistent builds, you know, a lot of trust and credibility. And I think that's what most advisors need. I think they need to be heard out there. And I think a lot of people, you know, that want to come sit down with that advisor, they feel good about referring that advisor. You know, hey, you want to go check my guy out online? Go to Facebook. Here's all of his posts. He's got a lot of good videos. Here's his YouTube channel. I mean, there's a lot of reasons to be out in the social media world. So, well, that's, I mean, social media itself, again, we don't want this to be overcomplicating. We want to make sure that you have resources here to help you with that. But when in doubt, let's get going on that one. Do not miss an opportunity. Like Kaylin, you just talked a little bit about on how simple it is, right? Set it and forget it with our team. I think that's something to be said.
Yep. Yeah. Reach out to us. We can help you get on if you're not on it. I know a lot of people are. I can tell you a lot of people are that don't even know sometimes they're on it. So keep it going, guys. I appreciate that. One thing I'll leave you guys with a little idea here regarding social media. So this goes back a couple of years as well, but it's a simple idea. If you do have a Facebook page, okay, when people come to your office,
I love this idea, by the way.
People come to your office. We can email you a plaque. We have the plaques. Exactly. You slide a piece of paper in there. Okay. It's a simple idea. And it's like Starbucks card, Caribou card on top. Say, if you check in to our Facebook page while you're here, we'll give you a $5 gift card. Okay. It's simple as that. But what that'll do is any client out there that wants a $5 gift card at Starbucks, get a free coffee on, you know, on the advisor, right? All they got to do is check in, show the receptionist that they checked in. Here's a gift card, right? It's a simple idea. And then guess what happens? That 66-year-old gal that was just in here happens to have 400 friends, right? That are all probably the same age as her.
Yeah.
That sees that she checked into this financial advisory firm. That's just going to, not that someone's going to just randomly reach out and be like, what's going on there? But you never know the next time they talk to them, if that's a topic of conversation and open up additional opportunity for referrals. So,
well, it kind of creates that ping, right? It pings everybody. And then they start, hey, you were at some advisory firm today. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's my financial advisor. Again, we're just trying to create some exposure to this. And that is actually a great idea. And I can't believe we didn't come out with that right out of the gate. So thank you for remembering that one, because we had so many advisors and still do,
right,
that have their clients check in just for a $5 Starbucks gift card. And it does create more buzz. It's probably the best $5 marketing idea one could have inside their office.
The best $5 you could spend.
Right.
I mean,
right.
The best $5 you could. You never know who's going to see that view. It's a free, free view for someone to post something like that. So
correct.
Use that idea, working with us, not working with us. Hopefully you can use it.
Well, we are going to sign out of Studio 26 another week with this amazing crew here. We are once again live from 4105. We look forward to talking with you guys next week on another topic that I think will be one of the most powerful pieces you will ever take away. Stay tuned, but we are Stats Chat.
Stats Chat signing out.
Brad and Kaylin do not offer investment, legal, tax, or accounting advice, and are not affiliated or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. The opinions herein may be from personal experience and may not necessarily be those of Gradient Financial Group, its employees, or affiliates. Any results, topics, or outcomes are for informational purposes only. Financial professional use only.